Blog Talk Radio.
I can overcome. Saints and friends, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Bible Study. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas, and we are so excited to have you here with us this Sunday morning, November the 27th, 2016. I hope everyone has finished their Thanksgiving Day celebration, and hopefully we didn't eat too much, but we allowed ourselves to find ourselves in the company of good, not only just good food, but good fellowship as well. Good morning to each and every one of you that have made the decision to join us this morning on this live broadcast. I want to send a shout out to my faithful friends that are listening by way of internet all across the country. God bless you for being a part of today's broadcast. And Also, don't want to leave out my faithful friends, those who have joined us on the phone lines, our faithful phone line friends that are here to help in this live broadcast this morning, this live teaching and conversation. We give God glory for you, and we thank God for your diligence, your persecution, and your desire to be a part of what it is that we do. We're so grateful and so thankful that each and every one of you are here this morning, and we just give God the glory for you. Amen. I want to make a few announcements before we get into the teaching this morning. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, we appreciate you so much and desire for you to be a monthly supporter of what it is that we do in preaching the gospel, ministering to God's people across the country and around the world. Amen. The Lord has graced us and blessed us to be able to go outside of the shores of this country into the Caribbean and over into Africa. Amen. And so we just thank God so much for his ability to allow, to use us to preach and to spread the gospel of his kingdom to those who are in need. And those of you that are listening for the first time can help. Amen. All we ask for you to do is to visit our website at kogwoc.org. That's kogwoc.org. And become a monthly supporter. We don't ask for any set amount. We just ask for you to allow the Holy Spirit to use you in order to help us to minister to the lives of other people. Amen. And you can do so again by going to our website at kogwoc.org. Amen. And to sow a seed of support, no matter how big or how small, truly it will be a blessing to us and it will be a blessing unto you. Many of those that are already a part all across the country will testify that this is good ground to sow in, that the blessing of the Lord, the hand of the Lord will be upon you and your household if you are a monthly supporter of this broadcast. Amen. I know it sounds kind of arrogant, but it's the truth. Anyhow, amen. People have received all types of financial, physical healing, and other blessings through this ministry over the almost 30, this will be 30 years in existence, amen. And so we just want to give God the glory and the honor for allowing us to be used by him to be a blessing to his people. So do us a favor and just allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you and to sow into that which God is doing through this ministry. Secondly, I want to make an announcement. This will be the last broadcast for this year, with the exception, I'm sorry, we will be broadcasting on Christmas Eve. We will have a Christmas Eve candlelight communion service this year, this Saturday. I believe it's December the 24th. Amen. Christmas is on a Sunday, the 25th of this year. And on that Saturday evening, at 10 p.m., we will have a candlelight communion service for those of you that are listening. I will post again the information on December the 24th for the time that we will gather. Amen. That will be the only other service in the month of December. As I begin on the 1st of December, my consecration for the end of the year to receive the word of the Lord for 2017. So we will be off the air after this Sunday. We will be off the air until the 24th of December. Amen. Also, I solicit your prayers this morning. My best friend in the whole world is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and his name is Thomas Johnson. And on yesterday, I received a call that stated that his mother had passed away and gone home to glory. She's a very important individual in my life, and as well as Thomas's. She was like a second mother to me and to our family. She was just a well-loved individual who was responsible for helping me to become the person that I am. We were not just friends, but it's like we shared households. Amen. I was frequently found in his house, and he was in my house, and we were just it's like my mother helped to raise him, and his mother helped to raise me. But on yesterday, she received her traveling papers, and she traveled on to glory to be not only with the Lord, but my mother and several other friends that were part of their group during the time of their existence here on this earth. So I know they're rejoicing and having such a wonderful time being reunited in the gates of heaven. Amen. So we pray that that you would send your prayers to the Johnson family. I will be traveling to Indianapolis on Thursday to perform the ceremony for the passing of Miss B. Johnson. Amen. My good friend, my mother. Amen. She's, you know, many times you have several mothers. Amen. And she was one that helped again to make sure that I walked the straight and narrow. Amen. And so we just desire your prayers as we have to go into this difficult task of saying goodbye to a dear loved one on next weekend. So there will be no serious Bible study from now until December the 24th, which is Christmas Eve. And then we will have a Christmas Eve service on December the 24th. December the 24th at, I believe, 10 p.m. Amen. And then I will be off the air until the second Sunday in January, which I believe is the 8th. The 1st of January is on, January 1st is on a Sunday, so it'll be January the 8th. So I will be in a long sabbatical. Amen. 30 days of fasting and consecration to receive from the Lord the instructions and the information pertaining to 2017. So I pray that your prayers will be with me as we go into the high place to hear from the Lord, beginning on December the 1st. So, with that being said, we want to get into the Word today. We want to talk about how to obtain God's favor, how to obtain God's favor this morning. And for those that are listening by way of internet and those that are studying with us by way of the phone lines, you can get your coffee and some of your sweet potato pie or cake, whatever's left, amen, and join us for our study this morning after we come before the Lord in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we are so grateful and so thankful for the life and the liberty that you have given us at this time. We thank you, O God, for the ability, O God, to share with those loved ones, O God, on this weekend past and to be able to partake of fellowship and good food, but Lord, to also use it as a time to say thank you for all of the many blessings, all of the many promises that you fulfilled in our life and the things that you have done that have allowed us to know that you are for us and not against us. Father, we pray that you would breathe upon this word this morning, and that you would show your favor, O God, upon that which is released, that it would be deposited in our spirit, O God, absorbed within our fiber, that it will allow, O God, your your blessings, O God, and your promises to be released in our lives like never before in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we give you glory and we give you honor for all that is said and done in this hour of teaching today, and we'll be quick to give you all the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, those in agreement said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, we're going to look at the book of Proverbs, probably one of my favorite passages of Scripture. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is Proverbs chapter 8. You've heard me say that many times, and there's so much meat in this one chapter of the Bible that it seems as though I never come to an end. Amen. I never come to an end of all that it releases, the revelation that is released to me, and I continue to glean from it and to receive the blessing that God has established in my life and in the earth through this chapter. It is a wonderful book, and you need to spend some time in it. Amen. But we want to look at and we want to begin in Proverbs 8 and verse 17, one of my favorite passages that I've used and quoted quite often is, I love those that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Amen. And so we know that the word says, I love those that love me. Amen. I love those that love me. And so we're going to investigate the meaning of God's favor and what it takes this morning to obtain the favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know that many Christians believe in being blessed by God, but most don't know how to obtain God's favor. And we want to know, first of all, is there a difference between being blessed and having favor? Amen. And the word blessed means to be adored, to be praised or spoken well of. Amen. When the word of God, you hear in the word of God that it says that, and he blessed them. That means that he showed adoration for and spoke well of those that he was actually extending the blessing to. Amen. And so when we look at this passage of Scripture, it says, I love them that love me. Amen. And so we want to take a look at that word love that we see in 8 and 17. And it says, I love those that love me. And so what it means is to have strong desire for, to breathe after, or to be intimate with. I want you to get that this morning. We're going to break this teaching down this morning and get all that we can get from it. Because he wants you to know that he has love for those that love him. That means he has a very strong desire for those that love him. It means to breathe after or to be intimate with. Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible is telling us that God has an innate desire to love us and to be intimate with us. And that word intimate has a very strong connotation in the natural. It would have a connotation of being sexual. But in the spiritual context, it means to have, to be intimate means to be beyond, to go beyond the surface and into an unknown area of understanding. Oh, my God, from Zion, I felt that thing in the spirit. To go beyond the surface and to go into a place that has not ever been associated or revealed before. That is intimacy. And whenever you allow yourself to be intimate with someone, I define it in the past as being a place where people come into me to see. That's intimacy. So that means whenever we're being intimate with God, that means we're allowing him, oh, watch yourself this morning, we're allowing him to come into me to see what is on the inside and not which is on the surface. And so if you want to obtain God's favor, then that means you have to be willing to allow God the access to come into you to see what truly is in the heart of man. Amen. And so, you know, that requires a lot. You know, when you're talking about intimacy, then that means you have to allow barriers to be torn down. Amen. Barriers have to be torn down. And anything that would not allow you to have access to those hidden areas had to be removed. Amen. And so in our pursuit of God, we find ourselves removing outward barriers and obstacles from our lives. We would move outward barriers and things that would be a hindrance to him coming into me to see what really is in my heart. Amen. The Lord desires that whenever you're talking about intimacy, you're talking about a commitment of the heart. Oh, glory to God. And so you cannot be intimate without there being a commitment of the heart and to remove the obstructions and the barriers that would keep you from allowing God to be able to have access to your life. Amen. And so that means that we have to go beyond the blessing, amen. We have to go beyond the place where we're being spoken well of and into another relationship that allows us to be able to access the hidden things, things that have not been revealed, amen. And so whenever we get to that place, where we remove the barriers and the obstacles that disallow God from being able to come into our heart. Amen. Many of us have taken on a place in our life where we are transgressing against the word, which says that you are not to harden your heart in the time of visitation. Amen. Harden not your heart in the time of visitation, because it won't allow him to have access. Amen. And whenever you allow him to have access, then you open up a place in your life that allows the Lord to reveal hidden things and release hidden things into your life that have been not known in the past, or to reveal some aspect of who he is into the future. So to obtain the favor, you have to be willing to go beyond being blessed, amen, and seek to obtain favor, amen. I'm going to be a little bit prophetic for a moment and share with you some things that the Lord has revealed to me. Proverbs 8 and 35 says, "For whosoever finds me finds life and shall obtain favor of the Lord." Now, Proverbs 8 and 17 ties very closely to 8 and 35 because it says you obtain favor after you find him. Amen. After you find him. Now, you were blessed before you found him. Amen. And so blessed is an outer court experience. Oh, glory. But favor is a place that goes behind the veil. Amen. Favor is a privileged place that not many have been allowed to have access to. And that word favor, watch this now. I'm going to show you that word favor in the Hebrew means barak, B-A-R-A-K. Amen, 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 amen. It means barak, amen. And so when we look at the place where we are in our life today, what we see is over the last 8 years, we have actually been in a place that is scriptural and spiritual. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama was the 44th president of the United States. And those two numbers, 4 and 4, when you add them, they come up to the number 8. 8 is a number of new beginnings. And if we had received, watch this, what the Lord was trying to release unto us over the past 8 years, we would have seen that his original intent was to extend to us favor. Mm-hmm. Because favor means barak. And so those that rejected him, I don't want to be political and rain on your political parade. Amen. If you want to be political, God bless you. If you want to align yourself with Democratic or Republican policies, God bless you and God keep you. Amen. But I'm looking for bigger fish to fry. Amen. I want to go past the political and delve into something that is spiritual so that you can understand where you are and what it is that God is attempting to do in your life. God's original intent by allowing Barak, remember, Daniel 2 and 21 says that it is the Lord that raises up kings and takes down kings. Amen. And so the appointment of presidents in this country is a God thing and not so much a political thing. Okay, stay with me this morning. We're not interested in the political aspects of what's going on in this country because that doesn't save, that doesn't heal, that doesn't deliver, that doesn't change anything in your life. But the things that God does, hello somebody, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purposes, watch this, that prevail. That's not just an appointment of a man to an office. That is a prophetic statement that God was making 8 years ago when he said, I want to bring people into a place of new beginnings. Amen. A place of favor, which means God's will, God's goodwill, his acceptance, his affection, and his approval. Oh, hallelujah. So God's intent through his appointments is to establish an aspect of his heart's desire. Now, we rejected as a country the leadership of this president for whatever reasons. You know, you can go into 1,000 reasons, but let's just say for whatever reason. He was not allowed to be used by God to establish the things that God had placed on his heart. Amen. That would have produced God's goodwill, his acceptance of us as a nation, his affection towards us, hello, and his approval. And so we have been in a place now to where that 8 years has completed, and so now we're into the 45th president, Mr. Trump. Amen. And so we thank God for the appointment. Amen. Because if it was not the will of the Lord, he would not be in that position. Amen. But he is there for a reason. But unfortunately, the numbers that are associated with his presidency, the numbers 4 and 5 equal the number 9. 9 is the number of judgment. Amen. And so whenever you refuse to receive the affection and the outpouring of love that comes from the Lord, then you have to endure or enter into a time, watch this, of judgment, where God will judge your actions now. That's why I'm being prophetic right now. That's why I'm telling you that people think that Mr. Trump will be the salvation of this country, and there's only one Savior. Hello, somebody. And his name was Jesus Christ, and he has come and gone. And so now there's something that has to be done in order for us to win God's goodwill, his acceptance, his affection, and his approval in the years, in the days, in the months to come. Amen. And so he said, I will love them that love me. Those that seek me early will find me. Amen. That word early means to search for with a passion. Amen. To search for with a passion. Whenever you get up early, then that means you have a passion. Those of you that are on the phone lines and that are listening by the way of the internet, 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning following the Thanksgiving weekend, Thanksgiving holiday, it is truly a sacrifice on your part to be a part of this broadcast. And so if you seek me early, you will find me, the Lord says. And so there are those of you that are on this broadcast today that are going to not only be blessed and get something off the surface, but those of you that are willing to dig a little deeper, you're going to find some favor, something that is hidden, amen, something that is intimately been set aside for you in order for you to be able to wet your spiritual whistle and obtain some satisfaction from today. Amen. And so to love means to have strong desire for, to breathe after, or to be intimate with. Amen. And so God's attempt to love this nation and to be intimate with this nation have been rejected. His advances have been rejected. Amen. His attempt to love us has been rejected. Amen. And so now there is a time that there is some negative connotations now that will be experienced by the people and this nation as a whole because of their rejection of Barack. Amen. Barak means favor. God's desire was that he was trying to establish favor in the hearts of his people. Amen. And so he says the way to do that is for you to search for him with a passion. Amen. To search with him for a passion. We're not being political now, but we're being spiritual now. And whenever you want something from the Lord, you have to allow yourself to be passionate about it. Amen. You can't go into it halfway, but you have to allow yourself to go into it wholeheartedly. You've got to remove all the obstructions and all of the barriers and all of the things that present itself on a daily basis that keep you from pursuing the Lord with a passion. Amen. Many of the people find themselves living in a world and living a life that is truly mundane because not because of the fact that God's blessings are mundane, but the way that we pursue the Lord is not with a passion. Amen. We want to go after him with statements like, well, you know, he knows my heart. No, he doesn't. If you're not pursuing him with a passion, then he doesn't know your heart. Amen. The Bible says that when you praise God, then you praise him with your whole heart and all of your strength. Amen. Your pursuit of the Lord should bring you to a place. Watch this. Your pursuit of the Lord should bring you to a place where you lose your strength or your ability, amen, to continue. Amen. When you're really pursuing something with a passion, you lay it all out there on the table. Amen. I give my all unto him. All to him I owe. Amen. And so many people find themselves lacking because of the fact that they have not pursued God with a passion. Amen. And so if you're going to go beyond the surface and into the hidden realms, then you're going to have to make a sacrifice. Proverbs 8 and 17 says, I love those that love me, and those that seek me early will find me. And Proverbs 8:35 says, whoever finds me finds life. Amen. And that word life means everything you need to live or to have life and being. So your very sustenance of life, everything that you need to maintain your life, everything that is needed in order for you to live, your air that you breathe and the water that you drink and the food that you eat and the roof over your head. He says, whenever you find me, you obtain or find the basic necessities that cause you to live. And then he says that once you find me, then you will obtain favor. Oh, glory to God. You will obtain acceptance of that which will bring affection and that which will establish in our hearts approval. Amen. One of the basic necessities of man is to have approval. Amen. And so when you have the approval of the Father, then what you have is confidence. Amen. The Bible says that when Jesus went down in the water in the River Jordan as he came up, then he received the approval of the Father. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And it produces an element of acceptance, an element of approval that many people seek after and never obtain because of inappropriate, misappropriate relationships excuse me, with their fathers. Amen. And so when you have gotten the approval of your Father, then it closes a gap and releases an intimacy in you that gives you access to all that belongs to him. And so it says that in verse 36 that he that sinneth against me, he that sinneth against me wrongs his own soul. All that hate me love death. Amen. So the opposite of love is hate. And if you hate me, then what you love is the things that produce death and dying, destruction. Amen. It doesn't provide for you the thing that causes you to live and to move and to have your being. And so we want to get into that here just a minute. I wanted to throw out those terms, what it means to be blessed, what it means to have favor. And we want to talk about, it says, I love those that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Amen. Proverbs 8:35 says, whoever finds me finds life. That word find means whoever finds me shall encounter me. Amen. Shall be in possession of me. Or it means to catch or to take hold of. So whenever you're pursuing the Lord with the passion, it means that you catch him or you take hold of him, and now you possess him. And when you possess him, you possess life, and life more abundantly. That's what favor is. Favor is the release of life in a more abundant manner than anyone else is experiencing at that time. Oh, glory. When you have favor of the Lord, that means that you are set apart and you are set aside and you have become the object of his desire. Oh, man. When you become the object of his desire, then that means that all of his focus, all of his attention is now upon you. Oh, glory. That means that he is not distracted, that he is completely in tune to what it is that you have need of. Amen. So we have crossed over into the realm where we're no longer pursuing what it is that we have need of. But now we're experiencing the understanding of what it means when it says, my God shall supply all that I need. Amen. So when I have favor from God, then that means that I have no more needs. Oh, glory. I have no more wants. I have no more desires. That means that God has completed me. Woo, get that. Get that this morning. Get that this morning. When you have been completed by God, then that means that you are lacking or wanting nothing. Amen. That you are completely still because there is nothing to pursue or to obtain. Amen. Glory to God. That is a more than a blessed state. But that means that you have received favor, and that means that the favor has gone beyond the surface now, and it is now blessing you in the inner man, where your inner man is being lifted up and fulfilled to the point where you are completely satisfied. Oh, glory to God. Favor means to be completely satisfied, wanting nothing, needing nothing, needing to obtain anything, but everything that I have need of has been given to me, and I have nothing else that I need. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 24, that as the deer pants for the water brook, so panted me after your soul. That means, panteth means to breathe, as the deer breathes after. Amen. And so as a living entity, we should be breathing after God. We should be chasing after him in an intimate fashion, to the point where our breath is being supplied. Amen. Whenever you find him or you catch him, then that means that you spent everything that was in you to try to find you, and then what happens is he becomes your breath. of life. Amen. Oh, glory to God. It means that if you're out of breath from pursuing him, then he allows you to catch your breath. Oh, glory to God. And you are fulfilled in your physical inward man. And so when I obtain favor from the Lord, then that means I am healed by his word. Amen. I am delivered from sickness, disease, physical infirmity, and I now am pressing into the place where I am exceedingly and abundantly glad and joyful that I have found him. Oh, glory to God. That was the intent that the Lord had for his people over this 8 years, is to return unto me, O Zion. Amen. So that he could give us rest. Amen. Not judgment, but rest. That he would give us peace, not rest. But what we did is we pursued the things of the flesh. And so now we're reaping the aspects or the benefits that are associated with chasing the flesh. Amen. We are coming up empty. Amen. And we're seeing our lives and the lives of men and women around us being destroyed because of the fact that we sought after the things of the flesh and not the things of God that would have healed our land. I don't hear nobody talking to me. I'm not being political. I'm not backing a candidate because I'm neither Republican or Democrat. So I don't have any stake in the outcome of politics. But I tell you what I am. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but I am a kingdom cat. Amen. And so I believe in doing things God's way, because the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Amen. And so let me give you three things that you're going to need in order to find favor from the Lord. Amen. The first thing is obedience. Amen. The first thing is obedience. He says, I love them that love me. So you have to love him first. Amen. Why? Because he first loved me. Glory to God. I love him because he first loved me. So the proper response is to love him back. Amen. And so there is a response that is required for the love that he extends towards us, and that is to love him back. Amen. And so how many of you know that the Bible tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice? Amen. You need to write that down. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. And so the whole book of Deuteronomy, the first 16 verses of chapter 16, says that if you will obey to do these things, then I, the Lord, will do thus and so. If you will obey to do these things, obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Because God is not interested in what it is that we say. He's more interested in what it is that we do. Amen. That's why he says, I want you to render unto me your hearts and not your garments. Amen. I don't want your outer aspects, but what I desire is that which is in your heart. Because God looks at the heart of a man. Amen. He looks at the intentions of the heart, because from the abundance of the heart, that's where the words come from. Amen. That reveal to him what it is that's really on our mind. Amen. And so he doesn't want the outward, but he wants the inward, intimate fellowship that will allow him to operate and to know us according to truth, not hearsay. Amen. And so when you are looking for favor, you're trying to gain the acceptance of God, the affection, the approval that comes with him, that causes us to feel safe and secure and cared for. Amen. But if you allow yourself to to continue to hide behind obstructions and barriers and things that keep him from allowing him from being able to see what is on in your inner man, then you will have to do without aspects of your life, amen, that produce your satisfaction, amen, amen. So being over, the Bible says, the willing and the obedient eat the good of the land. So in order to find favor, you have to be obedient to the word of the Lord and to follow his commands. Secondly, you have to pursue the Lord with a passion. Psalms 24, as the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul panteth after thee, O God. When you pursue the Lord until you lose your breath, amen, till there's no more strength within you, then the Lord will fill your cup. Amen. Once you've given all, he will fill your cup. Hebrews 10 and 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense for reward. For after you have done the will of God, then shall you receive the promise. Amen. But it takes a pursuit, amen, to pursue him with a passion in order to step into that place where you really find what it is that the Lord possesses. Amen. He said, those that find me, riches and honor are with me. Amen. Riches are those things that make you wealthy, health, wealth, security, financial security, amen. All the things that causes you to be at peace and to be at rest, amen. And then thirdly, you have to surrender. Oh God, what do you mean, prophet? What do you mean by surrender? That word surrender, defined by Mr. Webster, means to cease resistance and to submit to one's authority. Get that this morning. To cease resistance and to submit to another or one's authority. Many of the people in this walk of faith fail to obtain the things that they need from the Lord because they continue to resist the things that God is asking you to give. Amen. God asks of you, he says, I love those that love me. So he's asking you to give love to him. Okay, I'm resisting that. And if because I resist that, then watch this. The riches and the honor that I'm seeking, I cannot find. Amen. Those that find me obtain a set-apart lifestyle that produces favor or that has the outward manifestations that are different than what it is that most are experiencing, therefore causing others to inquire where it is that you're finding this life more abundantly. Oh, God. And so in order to do that, you have to cease from resisting what it is that the Lord is requiring of you. Amen. Many people find themselves in a position in this day and age where they refuse, for whatever the reason, give the Lord what it is that he is requiring of them. Let me give you an example. For those of us that have just come through the Thanksgiving holiday, many of us have made the statement, even prior to Thanksgiving, that I should have lost some weight, I should have done this, and I should have put myself in a position to gain more weight. All right. Now, because we resisted the voice of the Lord, what is happening to many of us is that we're coming out of Christmas a little heavier than we should have been, oh, glory to God, and going right into Christmas. We're coming out of Thanksgiving and going into Christmas where we're going to receive yet another burden. Amen. So we're going to be abundantly fruitful by January's beginning. Amen. And so one of our confessions is that we're going through the year of 2017, we're going to get our weight under control. We're going to not eat this, and we're going to not do that, and we're going to go to the gym. That's what we say. Hello, somebody. But that's not always what we do. And so because of that, what we are doing is we are resisting the Lord's attempt to bring us into a place of wholeness by making us more healthy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we have to stop resisting what it is that he's telling us in our lives and allowing ourselves to submit to his authority so that the blessing and favor can come upon our lives. Glory to God. Because when we find it, he says it's more durable. And it says those that find me, yea, riches and honor are with me, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than gold, and my revenue than choice silver. So the things that he's trying to release unto us is even better than silver and gold. Hello. But what it'll do is it will produce life more abundantly. Get that this morning. If you don't take away anything, then find out that God is desiring to release to us life more abundantly. Man, if we had just received Barak and would have received the favor that would have produced life more abundantly by giving us the new beginning that we hope for. Friends, I'm here to tell you this morning that God's desire is for his people and to show off his ability and his desire to take care of his own. If we would just allow ourselves to seek after those things that are above and not those things that are on the just on the surface, but to go into an intimate relationship with the Lord and allow him to bless us as he desires to, so that we can experience what it means to submit to his authority and to be blessed by him completely. Hallelujah. I hope that you received this word this morning, because it is a good word. You're going to have to go back and get some of the teaching and know what it means to be blessed, to be favored, to have life, what it means to find him, how we're supposed to love him, and the revelation of early. That word early means to search for with a passion. And if you search for him with a passion, you should be spent, and that means that the Lord then will raise you up. Listen, I want to hear from those of you that have aligned yourself on this broadcast this morning. I want to hear from you. Those of you that are out there by listening by way of internet, we want to try to get into a discussion for a moment. And if you're listening by way of internet, want to get into the live discussion, you can hang up your phone and dial 646-595-2110. That's 646-595-2110. And that will get you in queue For those of you that are already on the phone lines that have listened to this word this morning, I want to hear some input from you. All you have to do is press star 1 on your phone. That will alert me that you're out there listening and that you want to make a comment. Amen. And we have people lined up from all over the country this morning, glory to God, that have come out to hear a word from the Lord. And I pray that the Lord has not disappointed. Caller from the 434, I see you there. You are on the line.
Good morning, Papa Douglas. This is Pastor Adrian, and I thank God that I was able to listen in this morning. My schedule has been a little topsy-turvy over the past few months, few weeks, and this was the right time and the right word. Late last night, the Lord just began to bubble up in my spirit, and I began to feel so blessed, but it went deeper, and it went to the point where all I could think about was just His favor on my life. Now, that doesn't mean that for me, it doesn't mean that everything is settled just yet, but it was just something on the inside that was really deep. It was an intimate connection with the Father that I was experiencing last night. And I had to put out on Facebook, you know, that I thank the Lord for His supernatural, unmerited favor. And then when later on I saw on your page that you were going to teach on favor this morning, it just blessed me. This teaching has just been a blessing this morning. I'm so stirred in my spirit, and even the teaching regarding, you know, this year, and the past 8 years, and even with President Barack Obama, and then what's coming, it has just confirmed in me what the Lord had been sharing with me about the next coming years and what what had been transpiring even during President Barack Obama's presidency. But I really just want to let you know, I just thank God for you having your pulse on what the Lord is releasing, and you giving us fresh revelation and understanding about His word and about what is required of us. And I'm with you about, I really don't align myself with any political party or anything like that. I just want to hear God. I'm God's woman, and wherever He wants me to go forth, you know, with, it doesn't matter what candidate or whoever, however He wants me to go forth, that's how I go. I just consult Him. He is my, you know, presidential, my choice, glory to God. So I just thank you for the teaching this morning, amen, and I just bless God for you and for this dynamic ministry, hallelujah. We don't realize, well, I'm sure we do on the lines, those that come realize that this is a special place and a special opportunity to get this kind of teaching, and let me just say it, for free, glory be to God. So I pray that we'll dig in deep, and I know you didn't know I was going to say this, but I pray we'll dig in deep in this season and really support this ministry even more, because this man of God really puts in the time and really puts in the studying to give us truly what the Word of God is releasing. And so I'll be quiet at this time. Thank you so much, Prophet Douglas.
Amen. That's my good friend, Pastor Adrian. God bless your heart for that unsolicited support of the ministry. Amen. But for those of you that are listening this morning, I tell you what, favor, when God has favored you, then there's no lacking or wanting of anything. And so He wants us to pursue Him until we obtain it. Amen. Caller from the 216, I see you on there. You're on the line this morning. Go ahead, please. Make sure, caller, that your phone is not on mute. Last four numbers is 3135. Make sure your phone's not on mute, and you should be able to get in on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hear you. I hear you now.
Hi, this is Peggy Ellen from Cleveland. Hi, Prophet Douglas.
You know, I used to have a friend named Peggy that used to come on the line every once in a while. This
yeah.
not the same one?
No, this the same one, sweetie. Hi.
Oh, glory to God. I almost forgot. I'm just playing. I'm just messing with you.
I know you are. I know you are. And I've been on the bus. I'm on my way to church, and we just pulled up in front of the church. But I listened to the whole message this morning, and it's funny because I have been praying to God that I become more obedient to him, that I can hear him more, so that I can do his will more. And it's just been awesome, the doors that he's been opening for me. So that's why I made sure that I listened to your word this morning, because it was just confirmation for me.
Amen. And what the prophetic is supposed to do, the prophetic is, once you receive a prophetic word, then that means it is supposed to confirm what it is that the Lord has spoken. It's so good to hear your voice. We're glad that God is moving on your behalf out there in Cleveland, the Ohio. Amen. And so we pray that the Lord will continue to be a blessing to you and your family as this year comes to a conclusion and the new year comes into being.
Yes, thank you. And you be continue to be blessed. And I will be back again to listen to your word.
Amen. We've been looking for you, so we'll be expecting you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. God bless you. Amen. That's Miss Peggy from Cleveland, Ohio. Amen. And so I want to get some more comments from those of you that are on the line this morning concerning the teaching this morning about God's favor. Amen. I know that just to be here on the line that this year is a favor. Amen. Caller from the 508, that would, I believe, be Boston. Caller, you are on the line.
Close to Boston, Central Mass. This is Paula.
Amen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say, it was a great teaching this morning, and I definitely realized how much favor God has given me in this past year. As you know, it's been a rough year, but he's given me so much favor, and I'm so blessed to have so many things turn around for me. And there's still, still some things in the workings, but things are changing and getting there. I'm just trying to be obedient to God. I'm praying for more discernment, show me more people that I can help. And even like next week, I'm going to California, which I never dreamed I'd be going to, this time last year, and I'm feeling a pull to go. I don't feel it's a business thing, but I feel like even though it's a business thing for me, I know it's something God wants me there for. I have a feeling there's more than that. I'll get something out of it business wise, but I feel like it's more than that. And I bet you money I could probably give you a testimonial when I get back that there'll be something, someone there that needs my help. I just have that feeling, and I think that's what God's doing with me. He's just going to pull me all different directions, and I just have to pay attention to that and go where he wants me to go. And I thank God that he's given me the finances to do that, and hopefully continues to do that, because I can't do it if he doesn't. And I'm just so thankful for all your prayers and teaching this past year. I'm going to miss you over the next month. So just God bless you. And, I just pray over you over the next month that you, get more revelation and your discernment stronger too. And you can help more people in that time. So thank you.
Well, it's very significant whenever the Lord decides to bring you from one end of the country to the other. That's a lot of ground to cover, almost
mm-hmm.
what is some 4,000 miles maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That from the East Coast to the West Coast, there's
yeah.
a lot in there's a lot in between there. So the Lord is obviously wanting to cover a lot of ground in your life. And so there's something hidden that I believe is out there in California that's going to open some major doors for you in the year 2017. I think that those doors that are open and the foundation that is released in California will be such a dynamic situation that you will begin to see not only yourself pull out of a place where you've been rooted for a long time, but I hear the Lord saying that for 2017, your word is freedom. The Lord said that he's going to free you from some things that have had you bound, and that you're going to be able to move around like you've never been able to move. Major doors are going to open that are going to release abundance into your life. Because of the struggle, the Lord says he's about to release unto you double. So be expectant when you get to California, because there are doors that are going to open that are really going to catapult you into the area that you have really been pressing the Lord to open up for you. And so you're going to see some things begin to take place in your personal life as well as your business that you have been praying for. You're going to see it all come together, because as you travel from the east to the west and back to the east, you're going to see the Lord connect the dots for you. And as he connects the dots, he's going to open the doors that is going to release I see is going to release the teaching element that is in you, that you have been pressing the Lord and been pursuing for a long time. The Lord says you're not a novice in this area anymore, and your time of obscurity is going to bring you now to the forefront, and you're going to see the hand of the Lord now begin to minister to you in a way that's going to let you know that you have found him.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that. Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Open up your spirit now and just let the Lord begin to release everything that he has purposed for you. You're going to cover everything in this nation in your time there and back. So he says, be willing and obedient, and you will eat the good of the land.
Well, you know, what's even funnier about this trip is I was only going to go for a few days for one business thing, and now another business thing popped up in Los Angeles. And it's like almost the day after I was going to leave. So I haven't signed up for it yet, but I'm saying I might as well just stay there and sign up for that one too. You know what I mean? Because I have no ties here, you know? So, and it's about speaking and all that stuff. So I'm going to log on and just check it out, make sure they're not booked, and book that one too, I think. I think I need to do it. So thank you so much.
Amen. And so you're in a good place.
I'm so excited. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Because
1 and 7
still adds up to 8, doesn't it?
Yes.
So that's a new beginning for you next year.
Wow, so this trip is really something. Okay, thank you. Thank you for confirmation.
See, the judgment is only for those that have not done the will of the Lord, but for those that have diligently sought him, he said, you're going to find him this year.
Amen.
Glory to God.
So excited.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking for the testimony.
Absolutely.
Either while you're out there or when you get back. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Just want to take some time for those of you that may not have heard in the beginning. I am going to go on a little sabbatical. This will be the last service of this month up until the 24th, the Christmas Eve Saturday, we're going to have a Christmas Eve communion service. And so for those of you that are listening, I will be off the air from this Sunday all the way to the 24th of December. We'll come back on, and then I will not return again until January the 8th, which is the second Sunday of January, where I will be sharing my prophetic revelations from my time of consecration. So stay in touch with me on Facebook so that you will get the information as to what's going on over the next few weeks. Amen. We got time for a couple of more callers while we're here this morning. There are still several people on the line this morning. We're all the way from the East Coast into the Midwest. Amen. There's still people that are in queue this morning, and I want to hear from you that are on the line about the teaching on this morning, how to obtain God's favor. Amen. Questions or comments, or just want to share, those of you that are on the line, I want to hear from you. We got about 7 minutes left in the broadcast, and so if there's anybody on the line that would desire to share, then you go right ahead at this time by pressing star 1 on your phone. I see Cleveland still in the house. Amen. Nashville and Florida, Atlanta still in the house. Amen. And so just trying to see if I can provoke my friends, amen, that are on the line, if they would share this morning. Excuse me. Glory to God. We just, again, we are so grateful for those of you that have joined us this Thanksgiving Sunday, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. We're preparing now to, here's a caller from the 216. Caller from the 216, you are on the line.
Hey, Prophet Douglas, it's Diane from Cleveland.
Man, all of my friends from Cleveland that I used to know are back on the line. Glory to God.
How you doing? It's
good
to hear your voice this morning.
I'm
wonderful. I loved this teaching this morning. It's just, as Peggy said, the same, the confirmation of obedience. And I'm just so thankful and grateful that you taught this morning. In fact, want to go back and re-listen to it. It is powerful. And just how you broke down the 44th and the 45th and the judgment or the, you know, I love that. I thank you for that this morning. Thank you.
Amen. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I've been wondering what's going on in your life. That's another topic, another question for another time. Amen.
Amen.
I'll probably have to call Larry myself. I'll call him myself.
Right, call him. He'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Since I don't hear from my friends in Cleveland, I'll
all myself. Oh, gosh. You're funny. We love you,
hey,
Prophet.
Hey, yes. We know you. Those that love me, call me early. Amen. Amen. Glory
He's
to God.
He's giving me a hard time, everybody.
Yes.
You'll be hearing from me.
I love to do that anyway, too. That's my forte. But we're so glad to hear from you and Miss Peggy in the Cleveland area. I thought Cleveland
Thank
had
you.
Gone off the map, but I see it is back on the line.
Absolutely.
On the airplane.
You're never forgotten.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you. We got time for one more caller this morning. One more caller. Who will that be? For a caller from the ATL. ATL in the house.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me, Prophet?
I'm
great.
Can you hear me?
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Amen. Good morning, everyone on the line. Awesome teaching as usual, Prophet. You know, that the obedience, being obedient to the Lord, and I just hear my spirit this morning, no delay, no delay. You know, a lot of us, we hesitate a lot before we obey what God is telling us to do. But this is true, the season of no delay, because so many of us are pregnant with a word, and we're sitting around talking to God and delay, and we're waiting on God, and God is waiting on us. The favor is upon our lives through our obedience, as you've already taught. And I just felt, you know, felt that this morning in my spirit, along with the teaching, no delay. God isn't delaying the blessing. He's not delaying the favor on our lives. We're delaying the word that God has spoken about us. No delays.
Yeah, he was saying this morning that if you remove the obstructions and the barriers, then he will have free access.
Yeah.
He will have free access. If he has free access, there is no delay.
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, listen, I want to pray. I want to pray for the people that are on the line this morning, that you would have no delay, and that the favor of God will find you as you find him in the next few days. Father, we pray right now that as we come before you this morning, we thank you for the teaching. We thank you for the understanding, the revelation that you've released. And so now, Lord, we pray that your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway that leads us straight to you, so that when we find you, O God, we can catch you. We can take hold of you and find those things that have been missing in our lives, that are not allowing us to produce the favor that you have desired from us. Father, we give you glory and we give you praise right now for all that you're doing, all that you're expecting, oh God, to bring us into for this coming year. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your greatness, for your glory, and for your will being done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, we're so glad that you joined us this morning, and I'm going to miss you guys for a while, but I'm going to be in the high place with the Lord. So we just thank you right now for your prayers. We thank you for your continued support. Amen. So we just we pray that as I take this time away, that the Lord will renew and refresh not only me, but you as well. And we will see you again on Christmas Eve, December 24th, Saturday at 10 o'clock p.m. for a special communion service. Please be in prayer for me this next week as I prepare to go to Indianapolis to lay to rest one of my great friends, mother in the faith, mother in my life, Miss B. Johnson. Pray for the Johnson family as well. Stay in contact with me. I'll still be posting on Facebook, communicating a little bit, not a lot, but I'll still be out there sharing a little bit about what the Lord is saying and what the Lord is doing. So in the meantime, God bless you this morning. If you're getting out and going to church this morning, don't let nothing or nobody outpraise you. Amen. But let everything that has breath do what? Praise ye the Lord. And we'll see you in just a few short weeks, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Until then, this is your host, Prophet Keith Douglas. You've been listening to the Serious Bible Study, and we'll see you on next time, December 24th. 24th, 10 p.m. God bless you.